WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have mostly clear skies and 53 degrees in Atlantic. That's also our 24-hour low. We look forward to be sunny today in a high of 75. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. Authorities in Council Bluffs have identified the victim of Monday's fatal semi versus pedestrian accident as a South Dakota man. 52-year-old James Haas of Watertown, South Dakota, died at the scene of the accident on Interstate 80 eastbound near the Manawa exit. Officials say Haas was walking on the interstate when he was struck by a semi driven by 37-year-old Cedric Taylor of Crestview, Florida. The accident happened around 1:10 p.m. Officials say while the incident remains under investigation, alcohol and speed were not believed to be factors in the collision. Instead, they're looking into the possibility Taylor may have intentionally walked into the path of traffic. News time 7:07.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
An attempt to avoid a deer on the road resulted in a rollover accident in a Clarinda woman being sent to the hospital over the weekend for treatment of possible injuries. The Page County Sheriff's Office says 22-year-old Brianna Everett was taken by ambulance to the Clarinda Regional Medical Center following the accident on 290th Street just west of the intersection with Wolf Avenue in southeastern Page County. Authorities say Everett's 2004 Chrysler Pacifica was traveling west on 290th when it topped a hill and she noticed a deer on the roadway. Everett lost control of the compact utility vehicle while swerving to avoid contact with the deer. The vehicle then entered the ditch and hit a tree on a fence line before rolling onto its top. That accident happened around 3:10 p.m. and no citations were issued. A Taylor County woman was arrested over the weekend on an assault charge in Adams County. Sheriff's officials say 27-year-old Carrie Sickles of Lenox was arrested Sunday evening and charged with domestic abuse assault. Authorities in Page County are investigating the theft of a grain wagon from an area near Imogene. The sheriff's office says a Westendorf 8-ton Woodside grain wagon was reported stolen Monday from the Mike Delahunt residence at 4116 100th Street in Imogene. The wagon was taken during the course of the past few days from a farm building where equipment is stored. Authorities said the tracks were found where persons unknown had taken the wagon. Anyone with information about the stolen wagon should contact the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193. The Atlantic Police Department reported Monday three arrests over the weekend. On Saturday, 24-year-old Jeffrey Knight of Atlantic was taken into custody for public intoxication, third or subsequent offense. And 42-year-old Troy Baker of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of domestic abuse assault. 24-year-old Levi Olson of Atlantic was arrested Sunday on a shoplifting charge. All three men were brought to the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reported on Monday that no injuries had taken place following two separate accidents which occurred last Friday. 19-year-old Tyler Wood of Des Moines was cited for having no insurance after the car he was driving hit a deer on Highway 44 at around 10 p.m. Friday. The 2005 Chevy Cavalier Wood was driving sustained $12,000 damage. At around 11:45 that same evening, vehicles driven by 23-year-old David Guile of Macedonia and 51-year-old Dennis Esbeck of Brayton collided at the intersections of Highways 44 and 71 in Hamlin. Authorities say when Guile failed to obey the stop sign as he was headed east on 44, his car was hit by Esbeck's Chevy as it was traveling south on 71, and damage from that crash amounted to $7,000. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department also said that 50-year-old Fred James Muir of Exira turned himself into the sheriff's office Monday morning. Muir had been wanted on an outstanding warrant out of Audubon County for driving while revoked. That charge stems from an incident which occurred in Exira on August 25th. Mira was released from custody after appearing before the magistrate. His preliminary hearing was set for September 29th. And a minor traffic accident Sunday evening resulted in a Red Oak High School science teacher landing in jail. According to Red Oak Police, 57-year-old Dennis Riddell was arrested for OWI and given a warning for unsafe backing after the pickup he was driving backed into a car as he was pulling out of a parking spot in downtown Red Oak. The incident happened around 9:15 p.m. Sunday. Riddell's pickup hit a car driven by 58-year-old Stephen Roby of Red Oak. A backseat passenger in Roby's vehicle, 32-year-old Doris Ellison, was treated at the scene for minor injuries. Another passenger was uninjured. Riddell was also uninjured. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. News time is 7:12.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In our funeral announcements, 102-year-old Lena Byerink of Coon Rapids died Friday at the Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. A massive Christian burial service for Lena Byerink will be today at 10:30 at the Annunciation Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. 67-year-old Paul Esplund, a lifelong Atlantic resident, died Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Paul Esplund will be today at 10:30 at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. 100-year-old Velva Kuntz of Yale died Thursday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Velva Kuntz will be today at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. 83-year-old Edna Sullivan of Anita died Thursday at the Colonial Manor in Anita. Graveside services for Edna Sullivan will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita, with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of the arrangements. 68-year-old Betty Newman of Atlantic died Saturday at the Cass County Hospice Center in Atlantic. Funeral services for Betty Newman will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. 70-year-old Janice Smith of Coon Rapids died Saturday at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. Funeral services for Janice Smith will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. 75-year-old Darlene Janet Knoll of Griswold died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. A memorial service for Janet Knoll will be held Wednesday at 6 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. 81-year-old Charlene Dorsher of Atlantic and formerly of the Lewis and Oakland areas died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Charlene Dorsher will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. 85-year-old Joyce Riggs of Atlantic died Tuesday today at the Cass County Hospice Center. Funeral services for Joyce Riggs are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 97-year-old Virginia Spiker of Atlantic died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Virginia Spiker are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And 90-year-old Ethel Rowetter of Irvine, California, and formerly of Westside, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Ethel Rowetter will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Also in our funeral announcements this morning, 87-year-old Margaret Jensen of Atlantic died Monday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Private family graveside services for Margaret Jensen will be held in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is assisting the family with the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.